The death of George Floyd led to months of local protests in Eugene. In response, Black community members found themselves taking on leadership roles. KLCC's Elizabeth Gabriel has this audio postcard of some of last year's notable social justice protesters.
Ben, do you want to go first? Oh, you want me to go first? Okay. I'm Madeline Smith, and I was involved with Black, BLAC, Black-led Action Coalition. I founded it with my brother. George Floyd was murdered, and everyone had been talking about the video. I never saw it. I've never seen any of the videos of unarmed, innocent Black people being murdered by law enforcement. I refused to watch them. And immediately, I actually texted and called every Black man I knew to just prevent ways for them to be involved with the police. After I did that, I kind of just sat there. I was just thinking, like, wait, I shouldn't have to do this. I know white people don't text their white friends or their white family members and tell them to be extra careful, like doing daily tasks. So I decided at that point in time, I was like, if that were my family member, like, I wouldn't be sitting here. I would just be raising hell. And so I decided something had to happen. We did quite a few. There was the initial march, and then we had Juneteenth, and then we did an event with Cahoots to kind of educate the community on their services.
Have never, for at least the few years I've lived in Eugene, seen this many people come out, and for something like this, I am just proud. Honestly.
Yeah, my name is Spencer Smith. I'm 21 years old. And I am a co-founder of BLAC, Black-led Action Coalition. I think it's also really cool to know that I'm not only doing something for solely me anymore, I am doing something for my community, I am doing something for my sister, I am doing something for my future children. And so for me, I think that's was something that made it really important, really special.
Hi guys, I hope everyone's doing well today. So one thing I wanted to cover right off the bat was performative activism. So we're not really here for that. So if you have a phone and you're posting on Instagram so you can say you're hashtag woke, that's not what we're here for. Instead, what you can do is put your phone down, you can be present, you can hear these people speak, and then you can go home and donate and actually try to make real change.
So that for me, I'd say it was an automatic privilege being able to work with my sister. I thank you, May. I love you so much. You know this.
I'm Tyshawn Ford, and right now I'm not really involved with the group. I'm kind of an independent activist. Protesting is just like going to church, you know? It's just like you come and like you don't know who's speaking. Like someone's going to tell you a story.
I'm going to talk about a man named Donovan Lavella. He's 26 years old.
And then, like, you know, everyone's going to be really nice to you, people who you never even met in your life. And then, like, there's going to be snacks and water and stuff like that. Like, it's literally just like going to church. And then, like, people are, like, singing, but instead we're chanting.
What's that spell? What's that spell?
Like, it's literally the same exact thing. So, like, that's what makes protesting, like, so much worth it. Like, people, we know that protesting is not going to create, like, actual, like, political change from protesting, but it does, like, so much more than that. It creates mutual aid networks, and it, like, it's a way to educate the community about the problems that are actually happening.
Yes, so my name is Martin Allams. My age is 25, and in the summer of 2020, I was involved with Black Unity. I never had a goal of sustaining the protest. That was never my purpose. I was never going out there to protest 24/7, you know, for, you know, the next 10 years. I was going out there specifically to protest, to listen to what we needed to listen to what changes needed to happen, and then find ways to make those changes happen. I went out there to keep the movement going, not to keep the protesting going. And that's really what's, you know, kind of been happening. You know, in this movement, it's really multifaceted. And then, you know, that's part of the reason why I work for, you know, Lane County Public Health, because there's lots of different pieces that are involved in this. You know, we're fighting racism as a public health crisis. And back in 2020, we weren't fighting racism as a public health crisis. And, you know, with COVID, you know, we really, even though it set us back so far, you know, in terms of, you know, the hustle and bustle of society, it gave us an opportunity to really, you know, stop and look around and really see how we treat each other and how we treat our communities.
My name is Ashley Carr. I'm 31 years old. I am a co-founder of the Willamette Racism Response Network, and I am a mental health therapist. Willamette Racism Response Network was sort of founded in like June or maybe early July. And the purpose of it was to, you know, build community and just at the time react and take action. Being a mom has truly impacted my motivation to do everything that I've done. I want to do it so that my kids have it, and so that their friends have it, and so that my nephew has it, because I don't want them to feel like they don't fit and that they don't belong, because they do. And I don't want them to feel like, I don't want my daughter to think her lips are too big, you know, or that her skin is too dark, because her skin is beautiful and she's gorgeous. This past year has been rewarding and challenging, but I think it's more than that. Before Floyd's murder, I felt alone. I felt like I couldn't talk. I didn't have a voice that I could even use, that I wasn't even worthy of using, you know, as a Black biracial woman. It's very conflicting to me. You know, I have to acknowledge that because of his death, I've grown. And that's something that I struggle with, you know, knowing that I've benefited from that.
What I'd say are the challenges that I've kind of run into is kind of diversifying the perspective on what racism is now as a whole. I think that everyone now knows what BLM is. And I think that while that's very important, it's now time to look at all movements as a whole and not only taking into accountability for one aspect of who they are, but for the entirety of who they are. Me, myself, being a biracial gay male in this world we live in right now, it's really interesting because I've felt this own separation from my own community at some times because I don't have this masculinity that I can bring to the table.
Personally, in Eugene, in the last year, I have seen little to no change. I'm going to be 100% honest. It's disappointing and it's real. If white allies really want to be white allies, then they need to start taking charge without necessarily the hand-holding of African-American people. I found it very interesting that within a year, laws are passed to protect Asians and Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, but still there's nothing protecting African American people. Like, the bill to make lynching a federal crime still sits. It sits in a pile of papers. I just think that that is worth noting, the fact that Asian American hate crimes went up by thousands and that was recognized and something was done immediately, but 400 years of oppression and murder, and we're still sitting here trying to figure things out.
KLCC's Elizabeth Gabriel produced this audio postcard with the voices of some of the social justice protesters in Eugene and Springfield. This project is a collaboration between KLCC and the Eugene Register Guard.